at that time in a specific
duty. Sometimes hearing,
sometimes chanting, sometimes worshipping, sometimes reading books, sometimes sadam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandanam dasyam sakhatmanivedanam. So they had divided all this time. So that boy, Narad, always engaged with them, he forget his home, always with them. Sometimes going with them to take bath and taking their
clothes
and then bring them to carry waters, to clear places. And sometimes he told, may I take your remnants? Oh, they became happy. And they gave their remnants to Narad. And the effect was that in very few days his heart became so pure. And then he began to have a taste in hearing all these things, what was going in classes. So very carefully he used to hear. Then 4 months went on. But bhakti seed was there. When they were going, leaving that place, he began to weep so loudly. That you are going, leaving me, I want to go with you. But his mother was disturbing him not to go with them. So he was crying loudly. At last they gave some mantra, Om Narayanaya Namah, to that boy. And you should practice in this way. They gave the
rule and regulation.
How to do it. And you will realize bhakti will come, Krishna will come, and you will see and realize in some days. What their guru has told. Who are they? They were Sanak Sanandan Sanatan.
Four Kumars.
Very realization. Gurus of
Narad.
They were. There are also so many, but among them they were prominent. So he was thinking that here, in the laps of mother, I cannot do it. So I give up. I should try to give up this place. But her mother was so careful that always taking in his laps, going here and there, there was no chance to realize and to practice. One day, a serpent, a snake bite, and she was dead. He saw that mother is dead. He did any sanskar, and he ran towards forest. And from one forest to deep forest he went going on. When he went in the deep forest where elephants were crying.
Trumpeting.
And lions were roaring. Tigers were roaring. And he was fearless. No fear at all. And he went to a very big pond, very water so fresh. He took bath in that pond. And under the tree, a bergat tree, banyan tree, he sat in a high place. And he began to chant and remember that mantra. Always and always, with heart and soul, not like us, Hare Krishna and walking and chattering so much things. How his guru told, he began to practice. Shutting his eyes, sat in this way, and always remembering and chanting. At once, Narayan came after some time. He forget to make his stool, urine, to take anything, to drink water, anything he all forget. So after some time, Narayan came in his heart. And he saw Narayan there, 400. And he blessed him that your wish should be fulfilled. At once my wish was fulfilled. And he vanished at once. Then I began to weep loudly. Oh Narayan, where you are? I became mad for him. But a sound came. What sound? Akashvani?
Sky.
Sky sound.
Sky
sound.
From the sky.
A sound from a sky came. Narad, don't worry. I cannot come before you because you have so many now unearths. I never give my darshan to anyone in unearth stage, but mercifully I gave this my darshan to you. You should chant and remember always, 24 hours, don't forget. And you should do samadam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada shivanam, archanam, bandhanam, always. And you see, you will be matured. Bhakti will come. And then this body will go. Your mind will go away. And you will be mukta.
Liberated.
And a very beautiful shape will come out from this body. And that body can go to heaven, to Vaikuntha, to Braja, anywhere in world in a second. And no problem at that time. Now, any insect can bite, any man can do apaman,
insult.
You may be hungry, you will be thirsty, anyone can beat you by any
stick.
Anyone can have a cash upon you. Sometimes we will see that no money, money problem. Sometimes you will see that so many rogues are coming. Rogues, you understand?
Diseases
are coming. And you see that after some time you will become young. After some time you will become old, and after that this will be white, teeth will go away, no good
eyesight,
no remembrance, all will insult you, and after that you will give up this body. In this world it is general to all, but in Madhyam Adhikar, when he goes, all anarth goes. Why? All his actions, fruits of all the actions by the chanting Hari name goes away. And after that, when he comes in the mood of bhav, that bhakti began to come in his heart, then difficulties and problems will come, but he will not care for all these things. He will not involve. No effect of all these things. And when a prem, little wheat will come, there will be no obstacles, nothing in this world. So Narad began to roam in whole world, chanting Hare Krishna or Krishna name. And at last a day came, then his whole purva karma, prarabdha. Prarabdha means? The effects of all his previous actions, bad and good, went away. It was jal gaya, aag se,
burn in fire
of bhakti.
everything went on. A beautiful shape came out of this body, very beautiful, in this Narad shape. Everything was transcendental. In a second he can go any part of any world. He can cross all the oceans. He can go up Chandra Lok and Swarga Lok and Vaikuntha Lok, anywhere he can go. If he will tell that you should die, at once you will die. Or you will have bhakti, at once bhakti will come. He became like Uttam Mahabhagavat. So we should try to follow these things. Have a very strong faith in Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava. Though they are rare, but if Krishna will see that, oh, he is honest and true and sincere, he will manage any very qualified guru like Narad, not like Narad, but in line of Narad and Rupa Goswami. I think that the association of Rupa Goswami is more than Narad, because he is Rupa Manjari. Narad cannot guide us like Rupa Goswami will guide. So we should have faith like this. And see that one day, Asha Bandha Samutkantha Namga, I will have this by the mercy of Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today, I have spoken so much. Tomorrow, I will try to explain Manas Shiksha, first slok first. And if you will realize this and you will follow sincerely, certainly your affection and love for Krishna in the line of Rupa Goswami, it will be developed. And very soon we will realize something. So you should very carefully hear and try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Gaur Pramanande. Oh, you can come nearer. Hare Krishna. The singer, she sings.
Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Krishna, Bolo Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Krishna, Bolo Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Sri Krishna Bolo Jai Radhe, 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Krishna Bolo Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Sri Krishna Bolo Jai Radhe, 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Krishna. Krishna bolo jai Radhe jai Radhe jai Radhe jai Radhe jai Radhe jai Shri Krishna bolo jai Radhe jai Jai Shri Krishna bolo jai Radhe 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 Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Krishna bolo Jai Radhe Jai Shri Krishna bolo Jai Radhe